This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We'll rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So if you're Letitia James, Attorney General of New York, and you're going after Donald Trump, you know, why would you say that before you did all that? Why would you make that your campaign slogan? Well, I know why she did it. I know why she did it. But, of course, it just is so easy to point out in retrospect that this whole thing, in so many ways, that's happening to Donald Trump, and this trial that we're hearing about, of course, having to do with the valuations of the real estate, that a lot of this looks just like a political weaponization of the office. And this is a big deal because it applies literally to everything about our society. Why is it that you can go after a person like this simply call it, you're just doing the justice system? Well, that's not really, I think, what a lot of people are perceiving about it. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. The telephone number to call in this morning, if you'd like to be part of the program, is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And we have so much more to talk about as we head into hour number four of the program this morning. And don't forget as well, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message, if you have something to say or opine about the program this morning. And we sure appreciate that when you do that. We've already had some great calls this morning, and we really appreciate that as well. Now, of course, as we know, the debate is coming up on Wednesday night. We're going to have Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie. They're the ones who have qualified to be part of that debate. So we're going to, of course, be watching that, and then we'll bring you some of the most important parts and the most important what they landed, what they didn't land. And I don't know. Of course, now you've got some that are just not qualifying to get on the stage, or they've already dropped out, like Mike Pence, former vice president. He suspended his campaign. So some of that is going to be missing. Those dynamics are going to be missing. But the huge dynamic that's going to be part of this now is foreign policy. And this is something I've been talking about for a while, that the idea that foreign policy is definitely now going to be a change agent in terms of how this presidential primary season moves forward. And Donald Trump, of course, having been the president, he's able to speak to these kinds of things. And you've got also, I think, Vivek Ramaswamy, who's trying to find a way to navigate some of his earlier Israel comments or the tenor of those comments and what's happening now, because now an actual war has broken out in Israel. So some of his stuff is actually kind of damage control. Ron DeSantis is also trying to, he'll be coming into this debate wanting to sort of ride high on the idea that he's been now endorsed by the governor of Iowa, which is kind of a break in tradition in terms of the neutrality typically of the Iowa governor. Trying to get some traction. You know, if you've got Donald Trump in the 40s, and you've got DeSantis, you've got Nikki Haley as well, around 16% in some of these polls. That's a position where you really have to be able to dig in and get something going, because if you don't, you're definitely going to have some real problems. Well, you know, earlier in the program, I think it bears repeating because we have other people that join us here in the as the hours go by in the program. One of the things I was talking about in the first hour was this notion that sometimes talk show hosts, they get gifts. It's a gift to the talk show host, a gift to talk radio in general. When you have a statement like the one we're getting ready to play for you, and you just sit there and you go, this is talk show gold. This is, we have to use this, no doubt about it. Well, Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett, says that Biden's has a drop in support among Black Americans. Why, does she say? She says because they're not understanding exactly how any of this works, specifically in regards to civics. Check this out. I mean, this is really, this is just unbelievable. But let's listen in. This is, again, Democrat representative from Texas, Jasmine Crockett.
Here's the deal. Perception is reality. And so when you look at the data that was provided in this poll, it talks about how people feel. And when people decide whether they're going to the poll or whether they're not going to the poll, it's all about how you feel in that moment. And so while the facts may not align with their feelings, their feelings are dictating their reality. Their reality is that they said that they feel better or they felt better when Trump was in office. But we've been trying to push back. We've got some very popular African-American artists that are out here saying things like, oh, I got checks when Trump was in office. I want those checks again, not understanding that that really came from Congress. So we've got a couple of things, the perception issue, and then we also have an issue as it relates to civics in this country and people not understanding exactly how any of this works.
Well, I'm glad that we have Representative Jasmine Crockett around to explain, evidently, how all of this works, how any of this actually works. This is really something, folks, to hear this kind of explanation. Again, well, you know, if you felt like things were better before Joe Biden came into office, well, you just don't get it. You don't understand civics. You don't understand how any of this works. We're going to have somebody come along and, I guess, explain it. But, folks, I mean, you know, honestly, this is the best in some ways that they can do on the left to try to make you or make other people understand or to make them think, rather, hey, you know, how I perceive things, it's all wrong. It's all wrong. I need an opinion leader to come along and tell me what to think. I need an opinion leader because, gee whiz, things were better, but I just have to understand now that they really aren't that, they're actually better now than they were then. Oh, brother, I got to tell you, folks, it just gets weirder.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Yes. Yeah, we came down here because we heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. But there's not. but we got something better, folks. We got a telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning as we continue during this Tuesday edition of the show. And much more to talk about, obviously. And, it's really something. To have Donald Trump, of course, going into this hearing, this trial, there were a lot of fireworks, we understand, as Donald Trump was testifying and so forth. But, of course, we mentioned Letitia James, I think, at the top of the show, this hour of the show. And we have a quick little audio here of some of the things that she has said in the past. Let's listen in.
I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, defending your rights, and then going home.
I say one name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you.
Please sue him for us.
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the
Oh, boy. I tell you, and that was part of an interview earlier, Martha McCallum and Jonathan Turley. We heard a section of that interview earlier on the program as well, where, again, there doesn't seem to have been a case that's been brought that is anything like what they're bringing against Donald Trump. But, of course, Letitia James, who's campaigned on the idea, you just heard her. I'm going to go in there, I'm going to find something, and I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to go home. You know, this is not the kind of thing that we should be setting up in our country, nor should we be tolerating in this country. The American people and the American voter have the right to vote for whom they choose. And I don't know, barring some other extraordinary thing,
whether or not someone can be barred from the ballot and this kind of thing. This is, you know, the way that, it, in other words, it looks like the left is so scared that Donald Trump could be reelected. And by the way, it's not because they believe that Donald Trump is going to destroy democracy, that somehow Donald Trump being elected means the end of all elections. Have you heard that one lately, too? Oh, he's going to be, you know, we'll never have another election if Donald Trump gets elected, because it's just going to ruin everything. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. But, again, sometimes you listen very carefully, and you can see what they're really, really concerned with. What they're really concerned with is that Donald Trump could be reelected, has a good chance of being reelected, and, again, we're not into the general election yet. So all this is speculation. But educated guesses, I think, also apply here. You know, there's a good reason to believe that Donald Trump could be elected again to President of the United States. But the voters have the right to decide that. Not some oligarch, not some group of people, not some Democrat Party elite that can simply say, well, don't worry, we're going to finagle this, we'll sue him on this, we'll sue him on that, we'll sue him on something, and we'll finally get him off the ballot, or we'll say that he was leading an insurrection, and therefore this part of the Constitution that was amended, you know, after the Civil War, and apply mostly to individuals who fought in the Civil War, that this somehow applies to Donald Trump because he made a speech, and to a great degree, and probably was unwarranted in that sense to go out and make a speech that day, but he had the right to make a speech. And even legal scholars like Jonathan Turley believe that what President Trump said on January the 6th was protected. In terms of free speech, you have the ability to say what you think. But all this, again, it's all about the narrative. The narrative that gets made. Let's make a narrative that Donald Trump incited a rebellion to overthrow the country, and that if you're the guy that walked into Nancy Pelosi's office, I guess, you know, and these people should not have gone in the Capitol. It's just that simple. But if you went into Nancy Pelosi's office and you got her podium, well, that's it. But you make the rules now. I mean, I always sort of, you know, in all the seriousness of the day, I always kind of chuckled at that. Well, I've got her podium, so therefore, you know, now I've now overthrown the government. That never occurred to me that it would be just that simple, you know, because obviously that's absurd. But nevertheless, Donald Trump. And Lord only knows where Donald Trump would be in the polls right now if it wasn't for all this. And I'm just saying that for food for thought, for sake of argument. Because the left, in trying to derail Trump, and again, think whatever you want about Donald Trump, that's not the point of this discussion here right now. But some people like him, some people don't like him, some people want to vote for him, some people will never vote for him. But that is beside the point at this point. Because Donald Trump has as much right to go out and run for president and get votes in the primaries and get the nomination of his party and then be put up as a standard bearer as anybody else. And when you have people who are trying to take that away, take that choice away from you, well, that's incredibly concerning. It's kind of like the idea that when it comes to due process, we just chuck things out the window. If it has to do with Trump, well, don't worry about that. Why? Well, because we're trying to get Trump. If you're Letitia James, oh, that's fine. Then no big deal. You know, well, let's, you know, I'm just going to go get Trump. That's my mission in life. That's what I'm going to do. And that, my friends, doesn't fit into our system. At least it shouldn't. It would be more at home in the Soviet Union. It'd be more at home in some other kind of, you know, hate to say third world kind of setup where everything is based on being a political strongman or this kind of stuff. And they're actually kind of delivering to Trump on a silver platter this idea that, hey, I'm being persecuted. I'm being unjustly persecuted politically. Look what they're doing to me. All because they don't want me to be president. And it's not because Trump's going to go start a war. Wait, by the way, can I just say that, you know, we've always heard, well, Trump's going to, he's going to crash the economy. You've heard this before, right? He's going to crash the economy and he's going to start World War III. Oh, my goodness. Look around us. Look what's happening. It looks to me like the economy could be crashing, and it looks like we could also be going into World War III. I mean, this is just, you know, and Trump has nothing to do with this, by the way, because by the way, aren't the adults in the room? Didn't the adults take over, and they're the ones now who are in charge of everything? Anthony Blinken, and you've got the other members of the administration. It's all good, and they all know what they're doing. Well, if that's the case, then why are we in the situation that we're in? Why are we suddenly, so completely discombobulated? And not just one or two things, but the whole thing. The whole thing seems to be completely discombobulated. And there doesn't seem to be a path out of that, an off-ramp. You know, we're going to hear, as the days go by here, we're going to hear more about, well, there needs to be a ceasefire. There needs to be a pause in the fighting for the Israeli-Hamas conflict, and so on. And, you know, there's going to be calls for this. But there doesn't seem to be, I think you could ask anybody, you know, anybody who's learned, who, you know, studies this stuff, or you know, is just, this is their bailiwick. I think the real question is, how does this end? I mean, other than the notion that you want to eradicate Hamas and stop it from being able to do anything, that is the goal, obviously. But how does this conflict really end? What exactly has to happen? I don't think anybody can tell you that at this point, because there is no, from what I can tell, there is no room for a negotiated peace, because Hamas has, I think, taken all of that off the table. There is nothing about Hamas that we can believe, right? Because they will tell you anything. They will say anything. They will do anything. They will give you any picture they can of innocent, young children being hurt. They will do all these things, and they will never, ever own up to what they're really about. Except for that one TV interview where the deputy foreign minister said, yeah, we want to destroy Israel. So I guess that is some owning up. But they're never going to say, okay, but we can live peaceably in any way. In other words, there's nothing you can do. So where's the off-ramp? Right? Where's the off-ramp? I guess you just have to eradicate Hamas. Doesn't seem to be any other idea. But how long does that take, and what does the world look like?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 9 subpoenas and 10 interview requests this week, a sign that the possible impeachment of Biden is gearing up. the Kentucky congressman on Fox News last night.
We're going to be asking around 24 people that have a great deal of knowledge about just exactly what the Bidens were doing and who the people were that were wiring the money from the foreign countries to the Bidens. We're going to be talking to every one of them and trying to connect the dots with the evidence we've already accumulated, which is primarily bank records.
Forbes is reporting Hunter Biden's net worth, $285 million. Senator Joe Manchin out of West Virginia will not seek a re-election next year. The Democrat made the announcement on social media yesterday afternoon. He called it one of the toughest decisions of his life. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And you know the thing, and we're going to talk about the thing, and the thing is the thing, as we know. All right, welcome back. As we said, 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program this morning as we run through the 5 o'clock hour here, hour number 4 of the broadcast. And once again, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send a direct message. You can opine that way as well. And you can also find our live streams there to pick us up from TheAnswerTampa.com or also from GCNLive.com as well. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM affiliates out there. And we've got some great new developments coming for the program, by the way, as well. We'll be able to tell you more about those as we go through the coming days. But we're really excited about things. And once again, I really like to be able to take a few moments and just to say thank you for all the great comments, the well wishes, and so forth. And it's great to know that you're there, and it's great to interact with you, and really to develop this community in the overnights in America that I think is really significant. You know, we started out the program this morning saying that, you know, this program exists at a particular time in history, not just American history, but world history, where we're seeing some very significant events taking place right before our eyes. And we're able to sort of share those events and go through them and talk about them together. Well, talking about them together, let's head over to the telephone lines. Line one, you're on the program. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello, yes. You're on the program. Yeah. Good morning.
I'm Lou from Las Vegas.
Hey, Lou. Great to hear from you.
How you doing today?
Real good.
You know, we're talking about this war over there, but a lot of people are uprising in our country, which I think is crazy. But they're forgetting about how Hamas is letting these people, the rogue Palestinian people, leave to go to a safe zone. They're using them there as human shields. And these youngsters in these colleges, they don't even know what they're talking about.
Indeed. Well, that's exactly right. They seem to be sort of taking this Hamas narrative hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, they're the young minds right now, they're a little bit distorted in our universities and even our education as far as the public schools go. They're just indoctrinating them. They're not teaching them anything right now.
Well, they're not, and they're teaching them a particular narrative, and they're leaving out a lot of critical thinking. You know, and it's like they're never supposed to question, I think, what the acceptable doctrine is. It just overwhelms me how the world is protesting against Israel, but not against what Hamas did in massacring some 1,400 people.
Well, you know, another thing, too, in the education, like when I was going to school, if you wanted to take sex education in class, your parents had to agree to it. Nowadays, they're introducing these kids to some crazy things. I mean, they got this transgender movement going on. They're twisting these little kids' minds. They're confusing them. They don't know whether they're a boy or a girl anymore.
Well, you know, and a lot of this goes back even with Hillary Clinton, the idea that it takes a village, stuff like that. And there's a real fundamental difference. You know, people look at kids and children as sort of being, you know, property of the state rather than being entrusted to their parents to raise them and to make sure that they're age appropriate in terms of learning about these different things as they grow older.
Yeah, all the left is just, they're going after our kids right now. They're, you know, like, they know they can't get us, the older group of conservatives, but they're going after the youth, and it's a shame.
It is. It really is. And, so
they're not even civics taught in school anymore. They don't even teach civics anymore in school.
Well, and unfortunately, you're right. Again, it's so that I think that there can be a narrative that's given out and nobody really kind of questions it. They're not really, they don't have the tools available to say, wait a minute, this isn't the way our system was set up, that kind of stuff.
No, they want to teach them a twisted history, tear down the old stuff and bring in something. It's a shame. Hey, thanks for letting me on the show tonight. I appreciate it.
Hey, well, Lou from Las Vegas, I'm really glad to hear from you. I love going to Las Vegas. You know, once I made it there from the Orange County area in about 4.5 hours. Won't tell you how fast I was going.
That's a long drive.
Yeah, but...
It only took you like... That's a long drive because you must have hit some traffic, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, next time I'll try and do like a cannonball run or something, but thanks for calling. Take care.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks.
You too. Thanks. All right. Lou in Las Vegas, calling from Las Vegas, everybody. Appreciate that very much. And, folks, once again, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And, again, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message as well. And I appreciate what Lou was talking about. Yeah, it's really unfortunate. And now what he's talking about in the context, I think, is much different than what Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett was saying when she was saying that the reason why African American support for Joe Biden was going down is because nobody understands civics. I think that's a very different context
from what Lou from Las Vegas was just talking about. Because, again, it's about the critical thinking, I think, that, you know, this is our system is set up a certain way, this kind of thing. But I got to tell you, it's not a lack of civics knowledge why some of the Joe Biden support is waning. Because people actually understand, they see what's happening to their own budgets, to their own lives, to the country, to the society, and they realize that, wait a second, whomever is, you know, sort of making the policies at the White House, ultimately, they're the ones that are disconnected from the majority of the American people. And it's really, really, really sad. But I appreciate what Lou's saying very much. That's right. Kids, young people today are given kind of a narrative, and not the tools really to be able to formulate their own ideas about how things are getting twisted. So I appreciate the call very, very much. Once again, folks, 949-822-7959. And it's been a great morning too. We've got another segment. We've got another whole segment to go before we leave you for the morning. And there's just, again, so much to talk about. A lot of things that we had on track tonight we haven't even really, really touched on. But one of the things, though, I think that we did mention earlier, we had Senator Fetterman talking about Gavin Newsom, that he hasn't really declared, but he's kind of running a shadow campaign for president. You know, I find myself in a weird agreement with Senator Fetterman. He said there's another guy, and it's a person from Minnesota, a Democrat representative, I believe, from Minnesota, who's running for president. But he's declared, but Gavin Newsom didn't. But he actually went over to China and talked to the president there, President Xi Jinping in China, you know, took the pictures, sat in the chairs, you know, behind, you know, as the two leaders sitting and having a discussion, and had all those photo opportunities. And it doesn't, you know, mean anything to him other than trying to create a foreign policy credential. And so, yeah, to a great degree, I think he is more than testing the waters at this point. But he's waiting in the wings. That's just what's happening, I think. Honestly, the Democrats, they don't have a deep bench. I was talking to somebody the other day at lunch, and I said, well, you know, of course Newsom is trying to do all this stuff. The Democrats don't have a deep bench. And, in fact, I think Newsom is the bench. You know, I don't really think there's anybody else that they're going to try to bring in. And it's understandable. You know, Newsom is younger. He's more dynamic and so forth. He certainly can hold his own. And that's the part that I think the GOP has to be very aware of in terms of matchups and so forth. And, yes, the GOP, I think, has a lot of the economy on their side on this one. But Gavin Newsom, you have to be very careful with Gavin Newsom, because he can take those social issues and really make them front and center and try to overshadow the obvious economic and, I think, foreign policy fiascos that are going on right now. All right, folks, we're coming up to a quick break. Pay a couple of bills for the program. And when we come back, we've got more to say. And we got more of your phone calls as well. 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we continue to race across your radio dial here on this Tuesday morning edition. We are live, as always, and our telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in and be part of the program. We're heading into our final segment of the morning. It's been a great show this morning, and we've got a lot of great calls, talked about a lot of great stuff. And, we're solving the problems of the world. There's no doubt about that. Well, here's something that some Senate Republicans are trying to solve, and that is the border issues. And they're tying this as conditions for sending more aid to Ukraine. This from the AP. Senate Republicans have released a sweeping set of U.S. border security proposals as a condition for sending more aid to Ukraine, laying out a draft plan to resume construction on parts of the U.S.-Mexico border wall, curtail humanitarian parole for people who cross into the United States, and make it more difficult for migrants to qualify for asylum. President Joe Biden last month sent Congress a $105 billion request for aid to Ukraine and Israel, and that also sought $14 billion for managing the influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. But Republicans have said that the White House proposals do not have enough teeth and have pushed border policy changes to be linked with the aid for the two countries' conflicts. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has not said whether he supports the proposal released Monday by Republican Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Jim Lankford of Oklahoma. But he told the Associated Press in an interview on Monday that he has been discussing the entire package of aid with the White House, including border policies. Well, you know, whether it's Speaker Johnson saying, look, you know, we are going to support Israel. There's never a question, I think, that we're not going to support Israel. But he's tying that to spending, right? He's tying that into something that's practical. And in this case, trying to take some of the money that was set aside for the IRS. But what that does, and yeah, maybe it's a drop in the bucket. Maybe it's, you know, not going to be earth-shattering in the extreme. But it is bringing that up to the fore about the spending issues that still exist, whether or not we give away billions to whoever or for whatever. It's just more, you know, it's, hate to say monopoly money, but it sure feels like that sometimes. And this is billions and billions. And but by tying it into something practical, number one, it's a good thing to do because it is practical. But second of all, it also brings this whole thing up in terms of laying the foundations for where the GOP can go in 2024. Going to the American people and saying, this is unsustainable. You can't have a $33 trillion debt and still just continue to get these billions of dollars worth of aid packages. And it's not that people don't want to support Ukraine or they don't want to support Israel. I think there's general support for that kind of thing. But at the very least, we can use these kinds of things in order to point up that there is a major national security issue at our own border. And it's not about saying, well, you know, nobody could ever come to the United States. That's not it. I mean, that's part of the narrative that I think the left tries to generate. Oh, the GOP, all the conservatives, oh, they're racists, oh, they're this and that. They don't like people, whatever it is. But in this day and age, look at just what happened in Israel. And that essentially was a fortified border for all intents and purposes. And you had people, bad actors, come across, and we know what happened. But you have people who have obviously crossed the United States southern border because it is porous, because it is because of the policies that are not enforced there. All that is happening, and it is a real national security emergency. I don't think you could put it any other way. So by bringing this up, again, it's a practical issue that needs to be addressed. And at the same time, it's something that helps to lay the foundation for the GOP, and not just at the top of the ticket, right, for the presidential election. It has to do with the policy. It has to do with going all down the ticket and then down into the different races from the federal, state, and local level, that there's some kind of unified message that says these are the kinds of things we have to be doing. If we really want to turn things around, if we really want to be secure, if we really want to enhance these things, we have to do these enhancements to our border security. And we have to have a fundamentally different approach, because the approach that we have right now isn't working. We're obviously less safe and so forth. So, I mean, the GOP has a grand opportunity here. And again, it goes back to those stark choices. You know, I'll always remember the election of 1980. Right? You had Jimmy Carter, who I don't think is a bad person. His presidency was not successful in the overall, right? The hostage crisis, with the Iran hostage crisis, started under his presidency, ended pretty much on the first day of the Ronald Reagan presidency. But Jimmy Carter wasn't of the ilk, I think, that we have many in the far left today. But nevertheless, there was the Carter malaise, things weren't going well, there was no end in sight, and Ronald Reagan provided that stark choice, the clear choice of what direction we could go in. And it, by the way, it wasn't easy, okay? Yes, the hostages came home on day one, but it was a real slog to try to undo a lot of the damage that had been done as you went in through 1981 and 1982 and getting into 83. But by the time we went to 1984, it was morning in America. Ronald Reagan gets reelected in a landslide because they cut the taxes and they put these policies in place and they were able to make a real difference. But it took time and it wasn't easy. And it was, in many cases, there were a lot of dark days. But those clear choices prevailed. And then people saw exactly the fruit of that labor that you'd have to go through. And I hate to say right now, I think we're gonna have to go through a lot of that same kind of labor in order to get things back on track. Because it's not a magic wand at all. In fact, it's so much easier to tear it all down, like we've seen with the Biden administration. They could get their hands on what Donald Trump, the Trump presidency, was able to accomplish, especially when it comes to energy independence. And so it's so much easier to tear it all down. It's so much easier to get rid of oil from the SPR. It's harder to put it back in there, right? And it can't afford it. And then it's much easier to have the border crisis be exacerbated in the extreme than it is to try to get a handle on it, or the gotaways, or things like that, or the bad actors that are, I hate to say, in many ways are already probably here. And this, I think, is what's really one of the things that's really haunting the Biden administration right now, especially Blinken, is this notion that Iran likely has operatives or others that could cause some real controversy and real problems here in the United States. But it all starts with having the security in place to begin with to minimize that. So here come these GOP senators saying, look, we want to do this and we're going to tie it to this aid and so forth. Ukraine is going to get aid. But at the same time, we should be able to address these practical issues that affect our lives and could affect your life in a heartbeat. So I say, here, this is exactly the kind of thing we should be doing. We know the aid's going to get there one way or the other at some point, but we need to take the opportunity to make sure that what's happening here for our own security is also front and center. Because the American people, obviously, should come first in this. And I think that's a fair statement. That is a fair statement. Well, folks, another fair statement is that we're starting to come up to the end of the segment here, the final segment for the morning. It has been a great pleasure to be on the program this morning to talk with you, take your telephone calls. And we're going to be back, of course, tomorrow. So I want to say a thank you to everybody at AM 860, The Answer. I want to say thank you to everybody at GCN. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the calls. Make it a great day. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Take care out there.
Listening to Kyle
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.